So here we see that immediately you want to pass it in the Quran Sharif, that we ask the, in Surah Fatiha, we ask for the straight path. Then in Surah Baqarah, right at the beginning, Allah gave that straight path. Zalikal kitab, la rayba fi. This is that straight path you want. And what is that straight path? Hudal lil muttaqeen. For the muttaqeen, the path of the muttaqeen. That, so it is a path, not in theory, but a path of people. So once a person realizes I have to walk the straight path, I must not go crooked anywhere, then immediately he must come with that ma'an. Together with that must be, I must look for those people who will show me the straight path. That a person must look for those people who will show him the straight path, which Allah has defined. Alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim, whom the people whom Allah had made in'am on, min al-nabiyyin, wa siddiqin, wa shuhada, wa salihin. And the most applicable for that for us is the salihin. Must look for the salihin. So in other words, the next command, first when a person realizes and he makes the object of his life, sirat-e mustaqim, the path that leads straight directly to Allah Ta'ala. Then immediately with that he has to realize, now I have to look for those people who are on that path and I must hold their hand. And I must give my hand in their hand that they must lead me onto that path. So we have to look for those people now. That who are those people? Which the Quran is defined, مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. And then to make it very clear, Allah Ta'ala defined the opposite of it also. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلِيمِ. Not those people on whom Allah's anger is. Like here, yeah, Allah says clearly, see that path that on whom Allah's anger mustn't be. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ. Have you not seen those people? إِذْ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا. They befriend a nation, a people, a tribe. They befriend people. قَوْمًا أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلِيهِمْ. Yeah, also غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ. And there also, the أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلِيهِمْ. Those people whom Allah is angry with. So we have to see and make sure that who Allah is angry with, we don't befriend those people. In the next ayat, one page after that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجِدُوا قَوْمًا. You will never ever find a people, a قوم. وَلَا تَجِدُوا قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Who have got iman on Allah and on the last day. You will never find people who have got iman on Allah and the last. In other words, people who have got iman. Iman which is accepted by Allah. You will never find them. يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. They befriend and become friends with those people who go against the commands of Allah. So we have to see whether, just while we are passing to mention it, whether it is people who have made photography jais, whether it is people who in intermingling that their words or their actions that they allow free intermingling, or whether it is people now with the interfaith business, and or people who go to this extent that teaching Darwin's theory of evolution, the Big Bang theory, the scientific theory of matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed, all totally anti-Islamic teachings. So these people who have iman will never have anything to do. لا تجدوا قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله. And who they are, Allahu Akbar. ولو كانوا آباؤهم أو أبناؤهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم. Even if it is your close family. On this matter, yeah, which many of us have doubts about, that it's my father, it's my husband, it's my wife, it's my child. Now what must we do? Even they are doing wrong. Every day we read in our witr namaz, وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ وَنَخْلَعُ. We will come out. Nakhla'u is like pulling out. From something you pull it out. Wa natruku, we'll give up all those people. May yafjuru. Those people who make fujur with you. Fujur, open gunas. Which the ulama have explained, fujur amali is not meant, fujur i'tiqadi. That if your children or your close family, anyone takes to drugs, for example, don't throw them out. Somebody takes to liquor, somebody takes to gambling, humanizing, still try and keep them and wean them over. By throwing them out, they become worse. They go even worse. But when there is i'tiqad, fujure i'tiqadi, a person becomes a Shia. A person disbelieves in the commands of Allah, becomes a Qadiani, becomes a Christian or something, then don't have any contact with that person. While we are passing, there is a separate subject, but our fiqh, and we must learn our deen, is so complete. Our usul of fiqh, the principles of fiqh, it is stated clearly that there are four levels of mixing with people, relationship with people. The one is muwaddat, hearty friendship. That you mix, you joke, you eat together, you're talking together, hearty friendship. That is only allowed for believers. You cannot have hearty friendship with any non-believer. That is exclusive only for believers. Then there is another level which is called muwasat. That any person who is in difficulty, to help out a person in difficulty. An individual is in difficulty, you help him out. Collectively, floods come, droughts come, or earthquakes come, or tornadoes come, or like that, then to help out. And we see, for example, here locally, in KNZ, a few years ago, they had floods. Muslims from here, from our Gauteng, went and helped them also. And all the people helped them. Also, and the Muslims of KNZ helped everyone, non-Muslim, and it had a great, great impact. Where the people said, our pastors, who they collect money from us, but now when we're in difficulty, they're not here to help us. But these people who don't know us from a bar of soap, they are helping us. The same way when the riots took place in KNZ. And there the Muslims were there to protect the property of people, everything. In Pakistan, about 3-4 years ago, there were floods also. And like modernist people said, where the NGOs could not help out, government departments couldn't help out. It was the Maulvi and the Madrasa, the Darulums, and the students and the Ustad who reached people in most remote and difficult conditions and helped them out. So that is muwasat, to help out people. However, those who are in direct combat with you, who are fighting you against your religion, those you don't help out even in such conditions. Who are fighting you against your religion, but they don't like you also. They don't agree with you, but when they're in difficulty, you must help them out. Then comes mudarat. Mudarat, those people who you want to bring closer to deen. Many people get confused here with all the sides of Quran Sharif must have no contact with the wrongdoers. If you want to have mudarat, you can have. That is, to bring them closer, you show them a nice face. You even give them a present. You even make a dawat for them. But your niyat and your whole object is how to win him over. That the wrong ideas he's got. He's a Christian, how to make him a Muslim. He's a person who believes in his ancestors, how to take him out of there. He's a person who's convinced that photography is permissible. There is another view that for how to win that person over. A person is thinking there's nothing wrong in intermingling of sexes. Now you want to win him over. There, mudarat is permissible. But it must not be a hearty friendship. It must be just on the face. And it is just to win him over. Then Sharia has got another fourth level, which is called muamalat. That is business dealing. That is permissible with everyone. Except again, those people who are directly in combat with us. And the profit they will make with business from us, they will use it to fight against us. For with them it is not permissible. But otherwise you can have, you do business, most of us, we are doing business with non-Muslims. And in our house I need a plumber, Johnny on the road who walks around and he helps to doing people plumbing job. He's not a Muslim, but I call him in, yeah, fix up this for me. I need a carpenter. I get a carpenter to do. Many cases they are not Muslims. That is all permissible. So Sharia is complete. It is our lack of knowledge of Sharia, understanding of Sharia, and knowledge of Sharia. So we have to see in all these matters when we befriend somebody, and mainly when we take some, firstly, our object is life, which is the straight life. Then clearly it has become the straight life. It's not I sit with the Quran at home and read it. Or I go for some other book and I read the book and I'm going to find the straight path. It is the path of people. And those now I have to identify that person. That who am I going to choose to show me the straight path, which Allah Ta'ala has shown also. Ya ayyuhallazina aminu taqullah wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin. Be with those people. Who must you choose as your leaders? Who are the sadiqin? Who are sadiq fit taqwa? That you see their lives, you don't just become bi'at with anyone. One time, two people from Saudi came to Pakistan and they put on a double page, told two pages in a newspaper, they put an advert that people should become bi'at, that we have got, we are like this, and all their credentials and people should become bi'at. So people asked our sheikh about them. So people, Hazrat asked that who are their sheikh? Have they got a sheikh? That is not mentioned anywhere. So Hazrat said, La tattakhidhu al-baba man la baba lahu. Don't make that person your father who hasn't got a father. If a person is born without a father, don't make such a person your father. A person hasn't got a sheikh and he hasn't got permission from his sheikh, don't make such a person. So one of the basic criteria is that a person who has got permission, that person who spent time, that person, the sheikh feels this person will be able to guide other people. Or that by the barakat of the majlis, etc., he will get guidance. So it must be a person. And then Allah said on the negative side, and many, many ayats in the Quran, Allah has explained who we should take as our leader, our guide, who we should follow. And many, many ayats, Allah has made it clear who we should not follow. So in this ayat that I've read, Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu aba'akum, your fathers, wa ikhwanakum, and your brothers, awliya, in istahabbul kufra alayhi. You don't make them your friends if they gave preference to kufr over iman. Yeah, also we should understand that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi in his sahih has got one bab, al-kufru duna kufrin, all the levels of kufr. One is that actual kufr which we know. And one is a person makes nashukri is also called kufr. A person is unthankful is also called kufr. So to have understanding on that. And our enmity for those people, our not associating with that people, will be according to the level of that guna of theirs. What level? If it is that high guna, then it is to that level. If it is a small matter, then it is to this level. Everything according to its level. Now in this, many of us don't understand that when it's a family matter, then how can we disassociate with the person? He's a family member. So in the Quran Sharif, one instance is given in the fifth supara, where there was one munafiq, but we will say he's a Muslim because outwardly he pretends to be a Muslim. So he, Umays ibn Tumayt or something, I can't remember the name. But anyway, a munafiq, but like a Muslim. He went and steal from an Ansari's house. Ansari, a true genuine Muslim. He wanted to steal his armor, his weapons, etc., which that person had hidden in his bag of flour, bread flour, whatever flour there was. He hid it in there. This person came to know. So he wanted to steal it. So he went, at night he stole it, that bag of flour. But what he did not realize, that bag of flour had a hole in it. So as he was going home, he was leaving a trail behind him. So in the morning when people, there was a horrible day last night, they broke in somebody's house and they stole, and so they stole a bag of flour. And the flour trail was going. When he realized it himself at night, he said, I'm going to get caught. People are going to see clearly. So he took that bag of flour to his neighbor, a Jew. And he said, I want to keep this amanat by you. He said, all right. So now the trail of flour went to the Jew's house. So in the morning they came, the police, whoever was, made the investigation. And they followed the trail of flour. It came to the Sufi, a Muslim, a munafiq, but a Muslim outwardly. It came to his house. They searched his house. They didn't find the weapon. So he's now free. And then they saw the trail going to his neighbor's house. So they went there, they searched, they found it there. The weapons, the things that were stolen, they found there. So this person here, this munafiq, who was the actual crook, he got his family people ready, and they all went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people are accusing us. They are telling us that we are crooks. And they searched our house, and they didn't find no evidence there. So we are free, scot free. Why are the people accusing us? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for the people, it's not right for them when they haven't got evidence to accuse anyone that he's a crook, a rogue, he stole, when they haven't got evidence. And yet there was an evidence. The evidence was leaving to the Jew's house. Then the Jew came, but before he came, Allah revealed two whole rukus in the Quran Sharif. And for what Allah revealed us, that don't go, and even if it is a Jew is in the right, he must be given the right. And even a Muslim is in the wrong, he must be treated accordingly. Your brother is, when Fatima Mahzumiya, she stole, and they made intercession by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to set her free. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even when Fatima bint Muhammad has to steal, then I will cut her hands also. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very angry, and he could not. This is what we have to get, which generally is not in the Ummah. Where we will look, he's a Muslim, they must cover up. Maulana, so for Maulana you must cover up. And he's my brother, he's my father, he's my mother, he's my daughter. I have to cover up for them. And we'll break the law of Allah, but we'll cover up. Whereas a mu'min, who is on Sirat-e Mustaqim, his preference is not his preference, but his only way is the law of Allah. Whether it's a Jew, and the Jew, and many other instances, when Allahu Akbar, on one instance, one person, he said something or he did something wrong. And so then he went to, about what a Jew also, he had an argument. Came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the decision in favor of the Jew that he is right. And this Muslim was a munafiq, but outwardly a Muslim, that he is in the wrong. So he said, let's go to Hazrat Umar. The Jew said, I've got no problem with that. And he had in his mind that Hazrat Umar got great hatred for the Jews. So he will definitely give the verdict in my favor. I'm a Muslim and he's a Jew. So he'll give the favor in my, the verdict in my favor. So they went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Hazrat Umar heard the case. He said, okay, I'll just sort it out now. He went in his house. He brought his sword and he killed that person immediately, the Muslim person. That when Allah's Rasul makes a decision, there the more emphasis was that once Allah or His Rasul make a decision, we got no right to make any decision. And the other fact of the matter is that whether it's a Jew, whether it's an idol worshipper, but in any mu'amalat matters, who is on the right decision must be made. Even here on our side, if it is a Muslim or it is a pious person, but who is in the wrong, is in the wrong. So Allah give us tawfiq that to see who I must make my leader. Whether it's my uncle, whether it's my grandfather, whether it's my brother or who, I must see the truth. First, I must make this my ambition in life, that I'm living to live the straight path. And now I have to look for the person who is. So, for that, what comes to mind, Allah knows better. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, that who must you make your a person who you want to follow? إِذَا رَأَوْا, when you see him, ذُكِرَ Allah, you think of Allah Ta'ala. That by their appearance, like that you will find that in all the religions, the religious people will remind you of Allah. Whether it's the Buddhists, the monks, how they wear their saffron colored clothes, whether it's a pastor of the church, whether it's a Hindu padri, their clothing will, for them, second you must see that when they speak, your knowledge must increase. And by knowledge, it's not the words must increase, but that knowledge which makes your amal increase, that must increase. When they speak, they must speak of those things that for example, four great, great benefits of reading La Hawla Wa La Quwwata. Now somebody who speaks about this, that four, La Hawla Wa La Quwwata, Kanzum Min Kunuzil Jannah. It's a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. There's not discussion in this, but also that Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on it. That what is a treasure? That which you get tawfiq of making amal. That La Hawla Wa La Quwwata, by the barakat of reading it. Just by reading it, a person today that has think whole day, did I read it one time? And this is such a wazifa that a person should read in abundance. Did I read it 10 times, 33 times, 50 times, and a person who reads it 100 times? So one is, when a person who reads this, Allah gives him tawfiq of making amal. So what a great treasure. The second is, that it's a cure for 99 diseases, the lowest of which is depression. For us, our biggest disease is depression. But here it's a cure for the lowest of 99, the lowest is depression. So it's 98 which are worse diseases, it's a cure for that. In another riwayat it comes, it's a cure for 70 diseases, the lowest of which is poverty. 70 problems, the lowest of which is poverty. So if we read this, we don't have to worry, I'll lose my job, or I'm not getting a job. For us, it's necessary to read this. The third is, that when banda says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, on the farsh, on the ground, yeah. On the arsh, Allah announces, Aslama abdi wastaslama. My banda has become obedient to me and he has given up this obedience. Now Allah makes the direct islah of that person. That Allah sees to it now that he doesn't commit guna and he does good deeds. We must just, but we don't read. And the fourth is, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, La hawla wa la quwwata, you read, your plot of Jannat becomes bigger all the time. The more we read, the more bigger our plot of Jannat is becoming. وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ, Allah says, we are those who make bigger, who spread it out and make it bigger. So our Jannat, no matter what size our Jannat is, but by reading La hawla wa la quwwata, how much we are reading, and there are many other amal also, by which we can make our plot of Jannat bigger. So these are those people, when they speak, then such things come in our life. And we start making amal on those things. So when you see them, you get reminded of Allah. When they speak, your knowledge increases. That means you get knowledge of those things which will help you in your akhirah, which will be of great asset to you in your deen. And when you see their actions, their amal, their life, and it's very necessary to see the life, who you want to make your share. First, just, you can't look in detail. And it's not impossible to find, but just more or less to see, that see his life, is he a man who's worried all the time to get make investments, to make money, to take off money from his murid or share, for example. How is he living? What kind of a house has he got? Is he living it up in dunya? And when you see that he's got a straightforward life, deeni life, inclined towards deen, then that is the person you should take. So all this in the Quran Sharif, in many ayat, it has been made clear that first of all, we should make that, we haven't first of all made our object of life sirat-e-mustaqim, the straight path. And we haven't even thought that we are ordered fastaqim kama umirta, waman taba ma'aka, wala tabghaw, and do not go against your boundaries. Don't go out of line. Allah warns severely, but also don't go out of line. Stay in lane all the time. وَلَا تَدْغَوْا وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلُمُوا وَلَا تَدْغَوْا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلُمُوا. And don't, and this تَرْكَنُوا is not even from your heart you must have an inclination. Not outwardly, even in your heart you mustn't have inclination of the kuffar. And also don't have a slightest inclination to the kuffar. If you do, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ, the fire of Jahannam will reach you, will come to you. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَا ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. And you won't have any helper besides Allah has left you, you won't find anyone to help you. And nobody is there to help you then. So sirat-i-mustaqim, now who must we follow in sirat-i-mustaqim? Who must we take as our leaders? Who must we take as the ulama who will lead us? Also the clear directions are given. And this is all from Quran and Hadith.